Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Pam. What time zone are you on?
We're central.
I figured. Okay, I'm calling from East Coast. I'm calling to complain because I had a bill, I had a deduction on my checking account for something I never heard of nor I never ordered on April 21st. It was deducted out of my checking account. It's called the Deluxe Electric. And then it was
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was $67.32.
All right. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Roberta, like Robert with an A. And the last name is Roskam, R-O-S, as in Samuel, S as in Samuel, K-A-M as in Mary.
Okay. I do have an account matching your name. Can you verify your address?
677 Winchester Street, apartment 218 in Newton, N for Nancy, E-W-T-O-N, Massachusetts, 02459.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, I see on April 17th you ordered a Wi-Fi Booster Deluxe for $5.74. It was something you took a survey for?
That I did.
Yes, ma'am. The reason why you were charged a $67.32, well, you've already called and canceled.
What did you say after you gave the number?
Okay, you got charged because there was a membership for the online gadget store, which is a membership where you can get other gadgets at a discounted rate.
Oh,
it
God.
Also gives you a $125 voucher. But I see you called on the 21st, and it's already canceled. You won't be charged anything else. And they
it's still on my checking account. A deduction.
Yes, ma'am, because that was for the membership because you never called and canceled it. I can do a 35% refund on it.
Oh, listen, I am 90 years old. I don't have any money to spare, and this just threw me out. Can you get rid of the whole thing? I didn't even see anything about a membership. I don't understand that sort of stuff.
Okay, I can do a 50% refund, ma'am, but I'm not supposed to really refund anything.
Well, God, I mean, this is the sort of thing that I can't pay my rent because of. I
understand, ma'am, but it does tell you in the terms and conditions, I do apologize, but the most I can do is 50%.
All right, would you do that, please, and do that ASAP? Oh, my
God.
Yes,
ma'am, I'm putting it back, and it usually takes about 3 to 5 business days. That's just standard banking procedure.
All right. How did I not see such a thing? First of all,
it was right underneath your credit card, ma'am, so I'm not sure. But it was right underneath your credit card what was going to happen.
What do you mean underneath my credit card?
Where you put your credit card information in, there's a place where you click in the terms and conditions right there.
God, something I didn't see. Hey, people with old eyes like me. No. Don't see that stuff.
Well,
don't read
it's not going to happen anymore, and I'm getting that 50% refunded.
Okay.
And it'll be back in your account. Like I said, it usually doesn't take that long, but it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye.